Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Listen to this message. It was my commentary 11 years ago, 4th of July, 2004. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. That's a pledge of allegiance that we are so proud of that holds us together as a nation born under God. And yet, we have among us the critics that rail about separation of church and state, that went to court to try and strip under God out of our pledge. The U.S. Supreme Court just 2 weeks ago sustained those words, but without the kind of ringing, emphatic endorsement that is deserved. Take note that the pledge acknowledges God, but it does not name any particular religion. At President George Washington's inauguration, he placed his hand on the Bible as he took his oath of office. I put my hand on the Bible when I took my oath to serve President Reagan and the country as Secretary of Agriculture. I have a quarter in my hand, and on it I read, "In God we trust." Never mind the fact that there have been those that would take those words off of our currency. I know we can't pray in schools for fear of offending someone. However, the U.S. Congress still, to this day, opens its sessions with a message from their chaplain. 11 years have passed, and yet today we still hear angry voices challenging our churches and our teachings. Our Supreme Court has ruled in favor of gay marriage. The Christian faith is not very happy about that, and I'm not wild about it either. But those are just words. It's time to move on. The younger generation is ready. Granted, the effort to push God and Christ aside is still with us, yet I am encouraged to see the example set by the Emmanuel Methodist Church and its congregation in Charleston, South Carolina. Sad as they were, they forgave Dylon Roof, a white kid who shot and killed 9 innocent black members of that church. The city came together, blacks and whites. No riots, no looting, no destruction of property. Not like Ferguson, Missouri or Baltimore, Maryland. Charleston sets as an example for us all, and that's a country we love. One nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Happy 4th of July, and I am John Block from Washington.